a Monday. How is this possible? His horse is named Monday. Tune in to the Reaching Zero radio program some Mondays at 9:30 p.m. only on WGXC.
Though WGXC has been around for almost 3 years, we still hear people asking,
WGXC, what is
Where are they located? What do they play?
What kind of music do they play?
Not the one with the guy in the morning.
Where are they located?
What do they play? How do I get information? That's where you come in. As a member of WGXC's outreach committee, you'll be able to answer these questions. Tell people who we are, where we are, what we do, how we do it. Meetings are scheduled on the first Thursday of every month at either a Hudson or Catskill studio. To learn more, contact Jess at jess@wgxc.org. Do you have a business or service you'd like our listeners to know about? Consider becoming an underwriter of WGXC 90.7 FM. Underwriting can be customized to fit your promotional budget and lets you spread awareness of your work to a wide audience, all while supporting hands-on radio in Greene and Columbia counties. To learn more, visit wgxc.org/underwriting or call 518-697-7400.
What's shaking, y'all? This is Grand Finale, one half of Lost Cause, Flyman Swaggin'. You are now rocking with Big Vern and Slay Diddy. Barbershop Talks, WGXC 90.7 FM. Get in tune to get lost. Yeah.
Brother that hustles too hard. Two times for the mothers are working three jobs. Three times for the one that paid their own way. Round of applause, now everyone say. One time for the brother that hustles too hard. Two times for the mothers are working three jobs. Three times for the one that paid their own way. Round of applause, now everyone say.
SBK, oh. SBK.
See us come together, hand in hand, we can do whatever. We've been held down for too long. Now it's time to put our brown face on. It's our time, it's our time, it's our time. Yeah, it's our time, it's our time, it's our time. Don't care what nobody say, we'll be here standing tall. No matter how hard it gets, won't let my brother fall.
The yin and the yang, the hip and the hop, the stupid fresh thing, the flippity flop. I have today's forecast for you. Hot! The color for today is black. That's right, black, so you can absorb some of these rays and save that heat for winter. So you want to get on out there, wear that black, and be involved. Also, today's temperature is going to rise up over 100 degrees, so that's a Jerry Curl alert. That's right, Jerry Curl alert. If you have a Jerry Curl, stay in the house, or you'll end up with a permanent plastic helmet on your head forever.
Big Burn, Slay Diddy, 18-wheeler, Slate, what's good, baby?
What's going on, man?
Hey, yo, everybody doing the 16-bar challenge, man. I know you got your album coming out.
Yeah, yeah, I'm thinking about, you know, coming out of retirement, hitting this challenge up. I've been liking to hear some of these bars up in here.
I thought I'd leave this beat on for you, me. I got 16 bars, bro. Somebody wrote something for me. I got 16 bars.
Somebody wrote? I got all original stuff, man.
Nah, so I got a writer.
I'll have to come out of retirement.
You're listening to Big Vern and Barbershop Talks on WGXC 90.7 FM, Hudson, Acre, Catskill. We are in the building. Slate Diddy, 18, what's good? Talk to me.
Yes, sir. What's good?
We here, man.
It's good to be back.
It's hot.
It sure is.
Man. It's hot today.
It's a hot day. Yo, Vern, I need to get into a skittle right away.
Right away?
Right away.
All right, let me pull that for you.
I got two big ones for us today.
Yo, listen, this must be the first time ever, like, we go right into a skittle.
I need to drop one right away.
All right, hold on. Let me get everything set up here. You need a skittle ASAP. Let me see if I got it.
We need the drop. We need the backdrop there. Got to get ready.
Which skittle you want? We talked about it?
Yep. This is the one. This is the one we talked about.
Okay, I think I know which one you talk about. Let me find it here. Give me a second. Talk to me, and I'll find it.
You know, I need everybody with a Facebook page to pull up right now.
Oh, you want them?
I need everybody.
It's large.
Everyone. This is gonna be one of the largest skittles that I ever gave, and I gotta give it to the people who are doing this. What's it called? The I Know Where You From or I'm So?
I'm So.
Yeah, I'm So.
I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore.
Do you need me to do anything except for have the skittle ready?
Just have it ready.
I'm ready. I'm loaded. I'm loaded. Let's go.
For everybody doing this I'm So From, like, enough is enough. It's only so much that we could keep hearing John L. had the wood playground. Rosie's was down the street. James Way. Ames Way, whatever it's called, J.J. Newberry. It's only so many times a year we could keep hearing these same stories. We got Transformation Tuesday. We got Throwback Thursday. We got Flashback Friday. How many times do you people want to live in the past? Like, let's live in the future. Like, no more of this. Like, let's go to the present. Everybody that's been doing this, enough already. And I need you to do one thing to me.
I got it.
I need you to, you know, I'm So Hudson,
yeah.
So I'm skittling everybody ass to the car.
Now back up, put the gun down, and give me a pack of Tropical Fruit Bubblicious. And some Skittles.
Share the rainbow. Taste the rainbow. Taste the rainbow.
Yo, dog, I got to give you a clap for that, man.
So much in the past, we don't have to do it. Where are they now? Like, I don't remember what anybody looked like anymore.
Yo, I gotta say, some people had some pretty good ones, man.
Yeah, there was a couple.
It was a couple good ones,
but overall,
yeah.
I just was sick of it.
The bad part about it wasn't just Hud City, man.
It was all over. It started off with Hudson, then I started seeing I Know You from Suffolk and BX and Queens.
It was everywhere. Just be where you from. We don't need any proof.
So Slay, let's get down to business, man. I want to start out talking about the whole LeBron going back to Cleveland. I know that's important to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Before we actually get going, let me get his phone number out, 518-828-0290. Hit us up. It's a nice hot day. Rome, I see you, baby. Beep beep. Ty Smith just rolled by.
Okay.
Let's talk about LeBron James going back to Cleveland. How you feel about that?
How I feel about it is I'm a little torn. You know what I mean? Because I feel like Miami was the side chick.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like he got kicked out. He ran out and he went and had his fun with the side chick. And then when things didn't work out, he did what he does best and he ran back.
Dipped on y'all.
You know what I mean? So he used us. And it's not that I'm mad that he left. It's that I'm mad because he owes us like 9 more championships.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
Not one, not two. And, you know, I've been grateful for the last 4 years, you know.
Yeah.
4 finals appearances, 2 championships. You know what I mean? But where's your loyalty? You know what I mean? Because for Miami fans, we took a lot of grief because he chose to come to Miami. We didn't do anything different than all the other NBA teams did by trying to get, you know, LeBron. And when we got him, we became the most hated team in the NBA. And we stood by him. So when times got rough, mm-hmm. he ran.
Well, I've been praying for your downfall for a minute, dog.
Oh, I know.
I'll keep it 100.
There's been
a
lot.
I was telling you, yeah. I told you he was winning too much, man. So I was kind of happy that he went back.
But you know what? I'm just in a good space.
Yeah.
I'm just in a good space.
18, how you got anything at the truck stop about LeBron James, or you just don't give a damn?
I just don't give a damn.
Hey, listen, we got an action-packed show today, man. We have an exciting show. Some of the things that were not posted is that Asia J is in the building. Slay's little daughter. We're going to have a great
Team
interview.
Team Asia J.
Yeah, we're going to have an interview with her. We have a few of the, what are they, young lady and young men from the Social Justice Academy that stopped by with the one and only Claire. Claire Cousins is in the building. So
Claire.
Yeah, Claire.
She hiding in the background, y'all. Yeah. She all over the show today.
Yeah, she did it. Yo, matter of fact, yeah, you are all over
all
the show.
All over. She's going to do a little interview. We're going to pick with her.
Yeah. We're going to debut the new song from Promise and Lost Cause and Explicit.
Featuring Claire.
Yeah, featuring Claire. Claire's on that, too. Yeah, you are all over the show.
All over the
girl.
Show.
Listen, before we do anything else, let's take a quick break. So we can go, like, by segments, if that's okay with y'all. That's cool?
That's cool.
Listen, I want to give a shout-out to Tam, man, because you know what? I'm going to do this one for Tam. This joint I pulled up for Tam. Tamara Jones, this is for you. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back, all right?
Where would I be without you, baby? So if you need me, if you want me, just put it on you. Because I love you. Yeah. And don't you forget.
For that, you forever be a part of me. Mind, body, and soul, ain't no I in we, baby. When you cry, who wipes your tears? When you scared, who's telling you there's nothing to fear? Girl, I'll always be there when you need a shoulder to lean on. Never hesitate, knowing you can call on your soulmate and vice versa. That's why I be the first to see Jacob and frost your wrist up. Now you're old man, I know you're tired of being lonely. So baby girl, put it on me. Baby girl, if this was our world, it'd be all yours, baby. I thought alone.
Shout out to Tamara Jones. Damn, we know that's your thing right there, Ja Rule. I think 18 said you probably got your coffee. You in the house, dancing all over the place. Be easy, Tam. Welcome back to Barbershop Talks. Today we have some special guests in the building. This is the future. You know what I mean? This is the Social Justice Academy. Maybe some of you out there in Hudson see these young kids, well, should I say young lady and young gentleman out with the Zoom trying to record you and interview you. They came here today so that they can tell us exactly what they're doing out there. And we hope that everybody participates in this because they want to do radio too, just like me and Slay. I mean, Slay, they just had a younger version.
Yeah,
you know.
That's how you start.
Who we got sitting down with us, Slay?
Introduce yourself.
Nisa Cora.
Can you come up just a little bit more,
Miss Nisa Cora?
Okay, how you doing today?
Good.
So they picked you to be the representative of the Social Justice Academy, right?
Yeah.
So tell us a little about it.
We're doing starting to do radio and we went on a few trips.
Okay.
Where'd you go?
Went to Soul Farm and
where else?
Yeah, I can help her out in the back. Yeah. She got back.
Yeah,
back
she got
here.
Yeah. Yo, they like 15 deep in here.
Yeah, they did.
But listen, the only thing about it, they 15 deep, and I'm wondering how they're going to do radio, because when the music was on, everybody was making mad noise. And now that the mics is on, they mad quiet. It just seems like it's just me and Slay in the building right now.
We went to the Watershed.
Oh, Watershed. Oh, you know what? I actually went to Watershed before. They tricked me into going because it was on a Sunday and it was football season. And we went to Watershed. It's a nice big old farm, and I wasn't happy. I was happy to be there, but it was football, and they didn't have TV, and I wasn't happy. So tell me about the Social Justice Academy. Like, what do you guys do there?
Well, we're learning about the school-to-prison pipeline.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What did you learn about that?
Like, how kids are getting bullied because of their race and stuff.
Oh. I heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you guys' radio show is going to be about?
Well, half of it is.
Okay, and what about the other half?
We're still trying to figure that out.
Oh, okay.
That's radio.
Yeah, that's
we
radio.
We do that every show.
We were asking how to stop racism, how to end racism.
Okay.
And what kind of answers did you get?
We got a lot of different answers.
Yeah, can you give us some examples? You remember any?
A little.
So what do you think?
One lady said that racism could never stop. Like, it'll just keep going on forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Racism is tough, man. I think we all, as much as we try not to have it, it's just something that is in everybody. But it's just the way you express it, you mm-hmm. know. And I fight it all the time. We all fight it. But I respect everybody. Mm-hmm. So I respect you guys even more for trying to find a solution at such a young age. And anything that we can do here at Barbershop Talks, you know,
yeah. We're
here to help.
Mm-hmm.
What time is the program that you guys go to? Like, what days, what time?
It's on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And it's 10 to 3.
Okay. And it's a summer program that's sponsored by, what, I think, Kitesness.
Kitesness and SBK.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
See, they didn't have this when I was
younger.
Yeah,
no.
You know what I mean? That you guys are blessed right now to even be going through this. Like, how I first started doing radio, I sat down here for an interview, and Vern made me stay every week.
Every week.
He called me back every week till now that I'm here now. So you guys got to jump on things. So, you know, I'm looking forward to definitely listening to what you guys come up with.
Yeah, I just think that you guys should talk a little more. That's going to help. Anybody else from the group going to talk? Claire, you can talk, you know. You're part of the group.
Claire is in the building. Y'all know how she treats us.
Hey, for real, Hud City, if you see these kids out and they have the Zoom, please take time to do an interview with them.
Yeah.
What they're trying to do is they're trying to break into the radio thing. You know, they're learning about major things. They're talking about major issues. We're talking racism. And these kids are how old, Claire?
It's 12 to 17.
12 to 17? So,
12 to 17. All right, what's
How
your name?
How we doing, sir? What's your name?
Hello, my name is Hunter Tebow of the Social Justice Academy.
You got a radio voice.
Yeah, you
voice.
Got a radio Whoa. Voice, man.
Thank you.
Wait, hold up, man. Wait, hold on.
Get him the clap.
I got to give you the clap
Whoa.
For that, man.
You try to steal jobs over here. Whoa. Whoa. I remember you. You used to go to after school program, right?
Yeah.
I remember you.
A little bit ago, yeah.
Yeah, some years. Don't make me feel old up here.
So, Hunter, how's it going?
Good, good.
Tell us about your experience with the Social Justice Academy.
Let's start from the beginning. How I found it was
right in the mic. Yep.
I'm homeschooled now. And for my education, I go to Kite's Nest.
Okay.
And Kite's Nest opened up some summer programs, and on the sheet there was the Social Justice Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw like the age groups, and I was like, "Hey, this looks pretty fun." Talking about the food system and the good and bad of Hudson, and I was like, "Hey, this looks like fun." So I tried it out, and here I am now.
Well, welcome.
All right, cool.
I swear, it sounds like you're about to announce like Wheel
yeah,
of Fortune.
Yeah, I'm about to say. he has that voice.
He trying to steal jobs in here, man. We might
yeah,
have to,
already.
We gotta hire him.
Claire done brought the ringer in.
Y'all gotta see how cool this kid is right now. Like, he got the sideburns going and everything. Like, I just got my sideburns at 23.
Stay stupid.
You got a bright future ahead of you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, so what are you looking to get out of the program? You know, what?
I'm looking to learn, to dig a little deeper of everything that goes on in Hudson. Because originally I just knew, like, the school and some of the stores and stuff. But now in this class we learn about the certain areas and, like, the farm. Not the farm, the garden.
Mm-hmm. The garden, yeah.
Community gardens that have been placed down.
Okay. Well, thank you, man.
Thanks
a
lot.
Yeah.
Been busy.
Yeah, you guys are doing a great job. Any way that we can help, you guys can always stop by Barbershop Talks.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, anybody else want to talk? Come on, little man.
We're going to definitely bring you in to read, some of the flyers and stuff like that.
We might
that.
Use you for some skits, man. You got that voice. What's your name, sir?
Juan Sanchez.
How you doing,
Sanchez.
Juan?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine. Talk to us about the Social Justice Academy. What's it mean to you?
It means learning about community and food. We do a lot of that and radio.
Ain't nothing wrong with learning about
food. Yeah, we need the food. We got the 18-wheeler in here. Normally, she bring plates, but when she found out all y'all was going to be here, she said, you see, she got the chicken.
Yeah.
She brought the chicken, but
she was holding
it.
Out.
Yeah, she.
We might need you to yell at her with your voice. So what other type of stuff? What's your favorite thing about the center?
About the...
The social justice.
I like the field trips.
All right.
Yeah, we've been to a couple farms.
Okay.
Yeah, you have fun at Watershed?
Yeah.
Yeah, Watershed is cool, man.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
Good.
Yeah.
Claire, you got anything you want to add or anything
you
want to
give a shout out? You want to give a shout out?
Me?
Yeah. Give a shout out. Juan Sanchez. Come on.
I don't know who to give a shout out.
What about your mom, your dad? You got sister, brother?
My siblings all live in Nicaragua.
Yeah, shout them out.
Okay, my brother Michael, my brother Eddie, my sister Kayla, and yeah.
All right, we're going to give them a clap all the way to Nicaragua.
Yeah, we're going
to
go. This is all the way to Nicaragua.
What about some of your teachers and instructors?
Kaya.
All right, we got speaking to the mic.
And LJ and Nicole and Claire.
And Claire, all right. Since you said Claire,
what up? Did you get the lady that was dancing out there? All right, got her.
Well, Claire, do you want to finish up the segment? And it was great having you guys. And like I said, you guys can come back anytime you want. Mm-hmm. You have any last words or where you guys are going to be at next?
So the Social Justice Academy is trying to expand to make it like a year-long thing. So We're looking for more kids to sign up, and it's a leadership academy. So
okay.
These are kids that you're going to see standing next to SBK when things come up that they're passionate about. We're teaching them to become advocates for themselves in the community. So
nice,
it's a big
nice,
thing.
Nice, that's big. Can I give them a clap, Slay?
You got to. It's only right.
It's only right. Clay, can you sing us a song before you leave?
Yes,
no
bars. Like a couple of bars.
Can we get
like
a couple bars?
Like a hoo hoo.
Yeah,
like
a little bit.
One high note or something.
One bar. What for the kids?
Oh, man. I might have a surprise for you guys.
We don't.
I sent a video audition into American Idol.
Oh, say where? Oh, man. Oh, I got to give her the clap. Yeah, baby. Breaking news on Barbershop Talk.
Straight up. We're going to call in. They're like, Claire Cousin, 1-800-2.
I'm going to be up all night. Just pushing
all night.
I did it for Ruben. I'll do it for you.
Oh, he was my favorite. I didn't hear back yet, but I sent it in. So.
Well, we're going to push it. We're going to hashtag Claire.
Listen, do you have a website or anywhere they can go before we leave so the information that people know how to reach the Social Justice Academy?
It's on kitesnest.org. They have the information. But there's going to be an ending event in the beginning of August, so we'll give you guys the dates for that. It would be nice to get some community support for.
All right, just come through. Holler at us. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for coming. I'm going to give y'all one last clap. This might be the group that got the biggest clap.
Tiquan out there. Tiquan out there peeking in. He got a mustache?
Yeah, listen, yo, Slay.
Yo,
Slay, when I was talking to the group, I didn't even recognize Tiquan at first. And then I looked over, I was like, that's Tiquan.
Yeah, he out there hiding his mustache. I see you. you just got that this morning, huh?
Leave him alone, Slay. Leave him alone. We're going to take a quick break. Thanks, guys, for coming in. And like I said, the door is always open. You guys can come in and see us anytime. This is the future. We are the present, and we can move together.
Yeah.
Little break here. All right, Slay? 18, get your seat.
Blend God Radio. Ooh, Blend God Radio. Ooh, Blend God Radio.
That's all I ask, baby.
My love for you is real. Ooh, if you don't love me, somebody else will.
Somebody else.
Girl, don't you ever get too comfortable.
I'm rocking with Blend God DJ on Blend God Radio. Tune in.
Yeah, to the left, to the left. If you wanna leave, be my guest, you can step. Feeling irreplaceable, listening to Beyonce. Well, okay, I'll put you out on your B-day. Hey, now if you rocking with Weezy, bedroom in the bank, baby, we safe. I got game like EA, but I wanna let you play. And don't I treat you like souffle? Don't I look at you like I see a new day? And don't I do what I do say? I'm through talking, so I'ma let you face. And let ye do ye. No sweat, I would never 1, 2, 3, 4.
music is doing it, Slay, but time is everything, man.
Yes, yes, yes.
Bring this back. Yo, listen, I'll probably be on later on. Actually, I'll be on from 4 to 6, and they might keep me here from 3 to 6. So if so, we'll be able to do what we do. But I just had to cut that short because we got a lot to take care of in a small amount of time. So welcome back, Barbershop Talks. Big Vern K. Slay, 18-wheeler. 18-wheeler, make a honk-honk for me, girl. They ain't heard from you. Make a honk-honk. Honk.
Don't know you in the bill. That honk was rusty. You heard that? Whatever. Shut up.
Where your honk-honk at?
Well, according to Marquise, 18-wheelers don't honk. They burnt. So I'm going to have to change my honk honk to a burnt burnt.
We learning every day here.
Yeah, I guess so.
So we got a Skittle coming
up,
right?
We got another Skittle on deck. Like this one, when I first heard it, I couldn't believe it myself. So I'm gonna let the audio speak for itself.
I'm up and ready. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, this one's crazy. Please pay attention because it's very, very important.
Yeah, I need all the kids to listen in.
And the parents.
And the parents to listen in.
It's a new way to get high.
Made me just feel, you know, like I was walking through wet concrete.
And it's called bed bugs. That's because it is bed bugs.
So what it does is it enters the brain and it goes to certain receptors in the brain that are in the pleasure centers of the brain. And those are stimulated, dopamine is released, and the person gets a high from that.
Bed bugs have a known hallucinogen that, if smoked or injected, can cause major hallucinations. There is no way to extract the active chemical known as pH-417, so the entire bug is dried, crushed, and then smoked, and sometimes even injected.
It's neurotoxic. It's very dangerous. It's a reality out there, and it's something that parents really need to be aware of and wake up to, that it is happening.
Doctors warn that another chemical inside the bed bugs, called teparate, can make a person sick with flu-like symptoms.
And so then you get the blood levels that come down, the pleasure comes down, and then over a period of time, the person is left feeling more depressed, dysphoric, looking for the next high.
Users of the drug have devised a way to catch the little critters by using sugar water and a straw. In Phoenix, Dan Spindle, ABC 15.
I tell you, as a parent of a teenager, it's tough to talk to him about anything.
Now,
all I can say is wow.
Now, first, before we drop the Skittle, like,
yeah,
I want to know, who was the person that found out that you can get high off of bed bugs? Word. Like, how?
Yeah, we talking bed bugs.
Bed bugs. Like, you know, the things these teenagers come up with nowadays, like, instead of using your brain for stuff like this, I mean, you guys could find the cure for cancer or something like that. You know what I mean? If you could figure out that bed bugs can get you high, you should be doing something else. You should be a scientist. But if you're a teenager and you're getting high off of any of these type of stupid things, I need you to do one thing for me, and I need you to skittle your ass to the car.
Right to the car.
Immediately. And now wash your hair.
Put the gun down and give me a pack of Tropical Fruit Bubblicious. And some Skittles.
Share the rainbow. Taste the rainbow.
Yo, this is truly insane to me, man. Maybe I'm too old school, but no one wanted bed bugs, man. I mean, like, bed bugs, you have to, like, burn out or something like that, right?
Treatment. Treatment.
Over and over.
These kids are trapping them.
With sugar water. And
sugar water and straws and smoking them and injecting them. Man, I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't want to sound too old school. I think the world coming to an end, because whenever we... our kids is smoking bed bugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know it's coming to an end. That's crazy.
What in the VO5 is going on here?
Good question.
Yo, Slay, shout out to Ron Bugatti. He said he tuned in. Shout out to Rainier. They both tuned in. Hold on, man. I think it might be time. It might be that time, Slay. Mm-hmm. It might be time to pull up.
You gotta pull up.
Hold I on. Ain't talking about bed bugs. Don't worry.
What'd you say, cuz? You ain't talking
I ain't
about
talking
bed
about
bugs.
Bed bugs. Stay right,
it
away.
Might, it might be time to pull up. Okay. Cuz we at the truck stop. Hold on. Let me find your little I got something for you that I usually use when you rocking.
All
Go
right.
Talk to me. You almost ready?
I'm ready.
You got a heavy.
I got a light, a pretty decent truck stop.
Okay, just give me one second.
It's just something light.
Oh, something light?
Yeah, a couple things that we should know.
Okay. I'm going to give you some Beyonce to go with it. I'm going to bring this down a little bit.
Sounds like a plan.
You good?
First off, I got to give a shout out to Pee Wee and his magic show that they had going on down the street. It was very nice. I actually think it was a little long. It was a little too short, but I thought it could have been a little longer. But for the time that it was pretty nice to see a lot of kids come out in the community and actually be able to do something, because we don't have many things that children can do in the community. But that day it was definitely packed with a lot of kids from everywhere that came to support him. So once again, thank you for that.
And free.
Hopefully, yes, and it was free. They had everything you could think of. So hopefully, you know, in the nearest future, you can come up with something else that'll also get people to bring their children out so that the kids can have something to do.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to people. Yeah. Shout out to Savoyas.
Yep. That's your whole truck stop?
Oh, no, of course not. And then I got from Monday to the end of the month, July birthdays. I want to give a huge shout out to my cousin Kaya. May you have had a very nice birthday. And Latoya Knowles down in Florida, Ebony Jones and BK, Ernestine Quinn, Galen Pell Sr., Cynthia Bennett in Florida, Shay Shay Green, Rennie Fulton, Brittany Faulkner, Sylvia Monique Chestnut, Yessi Fuentes, Bianca Rosario, Ricky Williams, and Brian Justiano. From SBK, you guys have a wonderful birthday.
Yeah, shout out to y'all.
Yeah, shout out. Let me give them a clap, bro. You got that, that's it.
No, and I also want to let you guys know that the Women's Health Project, they do numerous events, and they're asking, you know, anytime that anybody is available to come down to Bliss Towers and check out the posters and see what type of events they have going on, because I personally have went to numerous, and you'll find some very good things, and you're never too old to learn about health. And it's some very important things that people should know that they don't pay attention to, because as we spoke about the other day at the group, people feel like because it's them, it can never happen to me, or I can never catch this, or I can never catch that. But just to let you know, it is out there, so you can be prone and catch it.
Yeah, okay, cuz, that's what's up. Clap out. You know that's the end of your truck stop?
No, and last but not least, I want to give a shout-out to the 9 and 10-year-old team on winning the Section 3 crown.
Shout
congratulations, guys. I heard y'all did y'all thing.
Yeah. Well, repeat that, 9 and 10-year-olds?
Yes, 9 and 10-year-old little league team of the winning Section 3 crown.
All right.
That's right. Give them the clap.
Good job.
And that's the end of the truck stop.
Oh, we love the truck stop. That's
for you, Marquise. No more honking, okay? Hope you listening.
I don't know if I can find. Well, 18-wheelers do. They do one of those things.
They do burnt. He right, but I don't know why he cares.
You your own 18-wheeler.
Exactly. If I want to burn, you get the point.
What we're going to do is we're not going to even take a break. We're going to bring Asia J in, and we're going to go on from here. I'm saying we're not going to take a break until it's almost time to get out of here. Stay with us. Asia J is in here. She is in the building.
Team Asia J.
Asia, how you doing, young lady?
Good.
Listen, you have such a great voice.
Thank you.
I think you're made for radio. What do you think?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like that. All right, so I want to ask you a couple questions. First, I want to start out with, how old are you?
6.
6 years old. What grade will you be in when school starts?
First grade?
Oh, nice. Do you have a favorite subject? Math, reading. Mm-hmm. No favorite subject? None? Oh, all right. Well, how about a favorite color? You have a favorite color?
I like pink and purple.
Pink and purple? They're twins, too. Do you have any hobbies?
Mm-mm.
None? You have any pets?
Nuh-uh.
No pets? Dad, what's up with that? No goldfish, no cats, no nothing. Oh, because
we used to have.
Yeah. Put the mic down just a little bit. You could take it down to it, yeah. All right, Asia, this one is a very important question right here. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Who takes more selfies, you or your dad?
My dad.
Oh, I got to get a clap for that. I got to get a clap for that. You blew me, dog.
It's probably a tie.
It's a tie.
She be in a room with her iPod just taking selfies like crazy.
So on Sunday, you made it to the final of the beauty contest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited?
Uh-huh.
I think the whole city is excited for you. Are you nervous at all?
A little.
Yeah, I would be a lot nervous. What was the hardest part of all the picture taking and stuff like that?
When we had to pose.
They didn't let you do your own poses?
Mm-mm.
They told you what to do?
Mm-hmm.
No freestyle?
No.
What was the most fun part?
When, I like the walking around.
Oh, okay. So, do you know that you're famous on, like, the internet and stuff like that? Like, you're beautiful Asia J, team Asia J. How does that make you feel at 6 years old in the first grade?
Happy.
You're happy? So, Slate, what is this, Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday. This Sunday, it's going to be at Henry Hudson Park in Selkirk. From 11 to 1 is her age group. And she's in the top three. Excited?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, tell us, why
do you like modeling?
Because I think it's really fun, and I like posing.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Do you remember at our house one day when your newest pictures came out and Vern was actually there and you ran jumping through the house when your new pictures came out? Remember that? But you did a great job, I want to tell you, on the radio today.
Yeah, you're a star.
Anything you want to tell everybody? Nothing?
No. You want to give any shout-outs?
No.
None? Not even one? Not even to your dad or to your mom? Nobody?
You want to say hello to anyone?
No.
How about the people who voted?
Yeah.
Hold on, I got something. I hope I got it. I think
hello.
I got it. Do you remember doing the other interview that you did for us?
It was you and little Lauren.
You were really good in that, if I may say. All right, so we're going to go to break. It's going to be a quick break. I have something special for you because I have an inside track, so keep your headphones on. And this is just for Asia J. Hey, listen, everybody, I myself want to thank everybody that did whatever they needed to do to put Asia J in number three, in the top three of our category.
Yeah,
and
number one vote getter.
Yeah, we did it, Hud City.
Thank you, Hud City.
Yeah. So this is for Asia J, but when I went looking for the song, I realized that so many other people like it too. So let's go. We'll be right back.
Snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. It's funny how some distance makes everything seem small, and the fears that once controlled me can't get to me at all. to test the limits and break the rule. No right, no wrong, no rules for me.
Top Slay.
That's City.
You know this song. You can sing it.
Yeah, I gotta tell y'all, I've heard that song more times than anything in my life. If you're a parent out there, I feel for you. Oh man.
So we come to a great moment in the show. A lot of us are waiting, and we've been patiently waiting. I just want to grab something real quick, and then we're gonna go into this. This is an important time in the show.
This is a tough moment for me, you know what I mean, in my career, in the crossroads of everywhere that I came from. You know what I mean? This is the big decision. I spoke about it with my family, my advisors, you know what I mean? I've then heard a lot of proposals. You know, it's time to make a decision.
Okay, I'm set, man. When you're ready, let me know when you're ready.
Wow.
And we're gonna this is ladies and gentlemen, this is gonna be the decision.
The decision. Do I stay or go? Is it a frenzy or is it not a frenzy? I mean this all started because, you know, I'm just looking for appreciation, you know what I mean? I'm looking for things to go back to where they used to be. So I don't know if I have to pull a LeBron and take my talents to South Beach for a little bit, but give people a little backstory. You know, you got the audio, Vern?
I got the audio.
Let's play the audio to give people a little backstory.
Put your seatbelt on.
Yo, I'm a skittle though.
I'm a skittle.
Yo.
Why are you crying? Maybe you hit bottom, but I haven't hit bottom yet. I got a ways to go. I'm gonna bounce back. And what I do? There's plenty of places I can go where people believe in me. Why would I go there?
With further ado, you know what I mean? I'm not going to let the people wait any longer. This is a tough decision, and I know a lot of people not going to be happy. And I just got to say, I'm taking my talents to the frenzy, yes, man. Are you kidding me? It's a frenzy for life. It's all about the frenzy, man. I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, you had me a little excited, man.
Shout out to Lost Cause and the mob and everybody that was recruiting me.
Yeah, yo, you know what the funny part is? Like, I'm going to let y'all know, man. Slay sent me the soundbite. Actually, Rainier sent it to me. So I listened to it. I'm laughing. Tears coming out of my eyes. So I'm like, Slay, so does this mean you leaving? You got to find out on the show. I couldn't tell nobody, man.
My manager told me to keep it under wraps. You know what I mean? For the show. That was a barbershop exclusive.
Yeah.
Slay will be staying with the frenzy.
No better way. We wouldn't want it any other way. We are going to debut this song right now, and I'm probably going to play it, end up playing it two or three times today. Let's talk about the song, the new song, In Need, by Lost Cause, Explicit, and Claire for Promise Neighborhood. Mm-hmm. What do you know about it? Because I know you got your hand in everything, Slay. And before you say that, congratulations, Coach. Congratulations, Coach. We did a great job. You brought me out of retirement.
Yeah, 2-0 so far.
We back out
2-0. 2-0.
I'll let you do that.
I know that the song that they're working on was originally is for the documentary for Promised Neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Joni brought together Lost Cause, Claire, Explicit, you know what I mean? It's a joint project, and you know, basically what it's about is, you know, kind of like everyday struggle of like urban life and needing change, you know what I mean, when you feel like you're being oppressed and things like that. And I know that they wanted the song to be that no matter what city you live in, you could feel like, you know, they're describing what you're going through in that city, you know what I mean? So, like, that's the premise of it, you know, from what I got from it. And I've been around pretty much from the beginning of the song, you know, talking to the artists involved and dealing with Joni at Promise. Okay. And it's a banger.
It's a banger, yeah.
It is a banger.
I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it right now. And if we have time, we'll be back. Listen, 4 to 6, Big Vern, Slay Diddy, we'll stop by. We have a great show coming on, 4 to 6, Drive Time. 18 Wheeler going to be sitting in with me. You know what I'm saying? So here's the Barbershop Talks exclusive.
Exclusive.
It's called In Need. This fire right here. Here we go.
This is the Barbershop Talks exclusive.
When I grow up, I want to be a nurse.
When I grow up, I want to be a ballerina.
When I grow up, I want to be a lawyer.
When I grow up, I want to be a star.
Wonder if they notice me. Open up your eyes and see. Out here, calling out, nothing left, full of doubt. Need someone help me see the great me that I can be.
I'm so tired of being miserable. 'Cause being of color has got me feeling blue. Being blue can't help me find a better clue. I've been calling the Lord, though I'm not spiritual. Understand, I ain't looking for a promise. Unless the promise is a solution being decided. Don't even want to talk unless you're speaking some knowledge. Told Joni I need my little ones up in college, a position with the scholars. But the system got me stressed out. That ain't even a half, bruh. Don't think I'm choosing the best route. Tell them why you mad, bruh. As a dad, I wanna be one of the best. Rising above the system without a regret. I promise the neighborhood is making a step. But I don't think they're hearing me yet, huh?
Wonder if they notice me. Open up your eyes and see. Out here, calling out. Nothing left, full of doubt.
Single parent, had Ion as he died, I went a merit. For years I seen mom's heart broke, struggled for years, me and her, I got a note. No Oscar, but still a proud family. Young and black, gained strength off poverty. Self-motivated off no opportunity. Seen decent life, too cool to see. Some not motivated, some need a backbone. Help them use imagination when they at home. Cuz 13, rap sheet about a mile long. Yeah, he need help. Now my mama RN and in good health. Maybe think a ghetto child became wealth. Yeah, yeah. For the youth, be a role model. Your goals can't be a one-night candy bottle.
Message.
No kids, but always felt my needs were mine. I would hate to be the reason they cry. At one point, I started drinking a lot. Try and take away my stress while they sit there and watch. So one day, my knees pulled me aside. Put tears in their eyes and said, I hate it when you drink. Then it made me think how much they really see. Gotta practice what we preach when we say be all you can be. Never stop chasing your dreams. Can't put myself down when they're looking up to me. Gotta be your role model. Calm down with popping bottles. Especially when they're the reason I breathe. Trying to fix this world going wrong. Parents Facebook posting while they shop for the law. Social networks ain't paying the bills. But I'll be your big brother if nobody will. Yeah.
Wonder if they notice me.
someone help me see the great me that I can be.
Yo, one time wasn't good enough, you know what I mean? We're going to play this on the way out one more time, back to back. I forgot, Slate, Lo told me to say, son, I call bring it back, man. What is it, round it up? Reel it up. I'm a wheel this thing up, yo. Yo, listen, great job, guys. We will see you again for Barbershop Talks on August 6th. Big Vern will be in the building 4 to 6 today. Don't go nowhere. And don't forget, we got the guest DJ spot on Friday, 7 to 9:30 p.m. But I'm going to bring this promise song back, and I will see you guys in an hour. You heard?
This is the Barbershop Talks exclusive.
When I grow up, I want to be a nurse.
When I grow up, I want to be a ballerina.
When I grow up, I want to be a lawyer.
When I grow up, I want to be
being of color has got me feeling blue. Being blue can't help me find a better clue. I've been calling the Lord, though I'm not spiritual. Understand, I ain't looking for a promise, unless the promise is a solution being decided. Don't even want to talk unless you're speaking some knowledge. Told Joni I need my little ones up in college, a position with the scholars. But the system got me stressed out. That ain't even a half, bruh. Don't think I'm choosing the best route. Tell them why you mad, bruh. As a dad, I wanna be one of the best. Rising above the system without a regret. I promise the neighborhood is making a step. But I don't think they're hearing me yet, huh?
Wonder if they notice me. Open up your eyes and see. I'm here calling out. Nothing left, full of doubt. Need someone help me see the great me that I can be.
Pops locked up. Mama single parent. Had Ayanas. He died. I went a merit. For years I seen mom's heart broke. Struggled for years, me and her, I got a note. No Oscar, but still a proud family. Young and black, ain't strength for poverty. Self-motivated off no opportunity. Seen things in life too cool to see. Some not motivated, some need a backbone. Help them use imagination when they at home. Cuz 13, rap sheet about a mile long. Yeah, he need help. Now my mama RN and they good health. Maybe think a ghetto child became wealth. Yeah. For the youth, be a role model. Your goals can't be a one-night candy bottle.
Message.